Is it okay to have no life goals? Hello, this is Ron from Vida Goals. Welcome to our podcast. What are your life goals? This is a difficult question for many people. And is it okay not to have any life goals? There is a short answer, no. It is not only not okay, but it is humanly impossible to have no goals in life. You cannot not have a goal. Sure, some people say they do not have any goals at all. However, if you ask deeper, this is not at all the case. If you just want to enjoy life, well, this is a goal. Or if you just want to watch TV the whole day, this is your active decision and it is kind of a goal. Even if you just want to survive the next day, this is a goal. Sure, this is a bit quibbling over words. Nevertheless, it is important to notice. It is perfectly fine if you just want to enjoy life. You can consider goals to be a tool to live the life you want and to have no regrets later on your deathbed. Why are life goals so hard? People fall into certain categories when it comes to life goals. Here is the list. People that never thought about their life goals. People that thought about their life goals but do not know theirs. People that have life goals but do not know how to achieve them. People that have life goals have a plan but do not take action. People that hit the wall. People that are on track with their life goals. And that people. If you never thought about your life goals, you probably won't listen to the podcast right now. So, unless you fall into the last category, you still have a chance. Do you know your life goals? Answering this question is not easy for most people. You can try it out yourself at the next party. Oh, and if there are any kids at the party, ask them too. Generally, they tend to have quick answers, like becoming an astronaut or a princess. Teenagers might have the goal to become rich and famous. However, many adults seem to have forgotten about their life dreams. Why? Maybe because they are too busy with their daily routines, or maybe a life goal sounds too big and scary. The main reason, however, is that a goal for your entire life is too far away. It is easier to work on the tasks at hand, your work projects, getting a new car, or, yes, watching TV. Not good. You should rather put your big goals first. If you know your life's vision, it will be much easier to prioritize your smaller goals. Goals are tools. They work as a compass. They help you to stay on track. The big advantage of life goals is that they allow you to take control of your life. If you don't take control of your life, someone else will do it. Basically, you will then work for the life goals of others. Therefore, if you have any kind of goal that is true to yourself, this is good and you can go from there. Here are some action points. First, find your goals. If you are not clear about your goals in life, get some clarity first. A good starting point is to find out what your core values are. Also, the Vida Goals app can help you here. Once you know your goals, you should write them down. Take a sheet of paper, write down what you would like to achieve in life, and put it on your fridge or somewhere where you can see it every day. Life goals might change, of course, so don't contemplate too much about whether this is really it. Just take what you have right now. If circumstances change, you can adapt anytime. Second, make a plan. Now that you know your goals, you should make a plan on how to achieve them. Keep it simple. Also in this case, the Vida Goals app can help you. You might also want to listen to our podcast number 11 about reaching life goals and put big goals first. If you have a sheet of paper with 7 bullet points or milestones, this is a perfect start and you are already better than most people are. Third, take action. This is the hardest part. It is hard, although the overall idea is simple. Take the first step, keep going into the right direction, and you will inevitably reach your goal. Take the first step, keep going into the right direction, and you will inevitably reach your goal. Take the first step, no matter how small it is, this is essential. Then always plan for the next step. Simply write down what you need to do next and when. Put it into your calendar. This gives your life goal, which seems to be so far away, a sense of urgency. And as we know, we are much more likely to work on urgent tasks. If you face obstacles or get stuck, ask for help. Find some friends that want you to succeed and they will be happy to support you. Fourth, review. Last but not least, set a fixed date and time when you will review your progress. Plan for the next steps and contemplate if you are still on track. If you need to adapt your goal, this is fine too. Ask yourself why you would like to achieve your goal. A strong why is important and motivating. Review your goals at least every 2 weeks. That's all for today. Have a look at the show notes of this podcast where you will find a link to the related blog article. Happy goal setting. And by the way, the best time to start with the 4 steps is now.